shotguns, ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. $10 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $2. 6 and under, get in free. Saturday, July 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 16th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor Exit, 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great Tuesday afternoon with William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. Sorry for the late intro. Hit a ton of traffic. I tell you what, coming down here is absolutely horrible. Today's show, we're going to talk about why are so many people running for president of the United States, of America, that is, or what's left of it, because I got to tell you, I have never been as worried about our country as I am today. Because when you think about how many things are going on right now, just for a minute, we can talk about the FBI, we can talk about all the different agencies that we've heard all the corrupt stories about. We can talk about all the things, the bad things that politicians are doing. We can talk about all the strange and weird things that are happening around the world. Talk about BRIC. That's where they are giving up the petrodollar. We can talk about a lot of things going on. Digital currency, all the crazy things that are going on, including all of the woke agenda, if you want to put it that way. Because the reality is I usually just talk about freedom and liberty. I talk about where our freedoms and liberty are under attack. And while I may not agree with the woke agenda, I agree with many people on the woke agenda side that they have their freedom to do what they want to do with themselves. But where I draw the line in the sand is when it comes to them forcing us to have to agree, believe, go along with their agenda, particularly when it pertains to what they're doing with children. And those are my lines in the sand. And we can go on all day long and talk about the crazy and things going on in our country, where we are at risk, why we should be worried, why we should be concerned about not just our country, but about our freedoms and liberties. By the way, today's show is brought to you by Gold in Guns. They are over on Gauze Boulevard in Slidell, Louisiana. I would highly recommend speaking of the things that you need in a world where we have a lot to worry about. You're always, two things will always be good to have, and that's gold and guns. And you can get yours from Golden Guns Traders over on Gauze Boulevard. By the way, they buy too. The reason for sneaking that in is because of the concerns for our country, because of the concerns of our currency. That solves two problems that quickly came to my mind. But what we really have to be concerned about is who is going to be our next president. Because I really believe, amongst all the concerns that we have with China, with foreign governments, we haven't talked about that. When you consider all the things there are to be fearful of, we want to be optimistic about who our next leader is, because in some people's minds, the next leader, the next president of our country is going to be the one that either seals the deal with the death of our country or seals the deal with the revitalization of what we have in our hands, what we have in our lives, where we live. What we have is, in my opinion, and it sounds rhetorical, the greatest nation in the world, but we've got a contract. We've got two contracts. We've got the contract that our Creator gave us in the Bible and our rights endowed to us by our Creator, and we've got a contract in America that solidifies our freedoms and liberties. But we have elected officials that are doing everything they can to divide us. And in doing so, they've told the LGBTQ group that you need your human rights. Your human rights were granted by God and protected by our Constitution. We don't need more human rights. I would say the same thing to the religious groups. I would say the same thing to every group that is using narratives and ideologies to scream for their, quote, human rights for their group, when the reality is you already have them. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because the more we give our individual groups' rights, powers that we have already as individuals, endowed us by our Creator, protected our Constitution, as soon as we give those to the government to create human rights or extra rights or protected rights or woke rights or whatever you want to call it, that is the moment that government will create more bureaucracy than they already have, which I alluded to in the beginning. And it gets deeper and deeper because it's the bureaucracy where your freedoms and liberties are lost, the bureaucracies that were set up to protect somebody's right or protect some organization or to do something that was created by some elected official, and everybody loses their rights. I will openly tell you, if I don't agree with your rights, and you might get mad about that, but I will openly tell you that I'm going to be here to help you fight for your rights. Just don't force your rights on me, and don't force your rights on other people, especially children, by the way. And that being said, who is going to be the leader of our country next is going to come down to the next year. Yes, I said that very wearily, because why are so many people running for president? Do we have that many people in our country that are uniquely qualified? Do we have that many people in our country that are just so awesome and great that, you know, they're overqualified. Oh, yes, I'm the governor of this, or I'm the senator of this, and I'm qualified to run for president, so that's why I'm running for president. Why are so many people running? Why are so many has-beens running? You heard me say it. There's a lot of people, elected officials that haven't been in office, were in office, whatever the case may be, that are suddenly running for president. Is it because they themselves think, oh my gosh, I'm just so great and wonderful, I need to run for president to save this country, to save humanity, to save everybody along with it because I'm uniquely qualified? Is that why some of these people are running for president? Or are they running for president because they just think they can? They're running for president because they really think they can be elected. Are they running for president for the control, for the power? Why are so many people running for president is what we're going to cover in the last three segments of this show, my podcast, and here online while we're recording it on WGSO today. Why are some people running for president? We're going to discuss that here after the break. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick's show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. Sorry again for that quick opening in the beginning, and the speaker was loud on me. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on at the same time. So who's running for president? Who's the salvation? Who's our savior for America? When you look at this list, which I'm going to talk about a little bit here in a minute, you know, it brings to mind why And I'm asked the question one last time, why are so many people running? Well, I've got some hypotheses that I'm going to share with you while I talk about some of the people that are running. I'll give you my first one. I'm going to let the good one out of the bag in the beginning. Why? I'll tell you why. Because half of them don't think they have a flipping chance. They really don't. So why are they running for president then? I'll tell you why. Because they're looking for their next position. Because if they can raise a bunch of money, they get an appointment. Because what happens is, you know, let's say they raise, I don't know, $10 million, you know, for one of the really bad ones. Or let's say they get $25 million, whatever the case may be. It's in the millions of dollars. But, you know, they don't quite make it out of the primaries. They don't quite make it out of New Hampshire. They don't quite make it out of, you know, they don't get the nomination, of course. They don't get, you know, their poll numbers are polling real low in the beginning. And they go, yeah, well, I'm getting out of the race. Well, they then can donate that money they raise to another presidential campaign of their choosing. Maybe they choose somebody that they think is a strategic partner for something later. Maybe they say, well, you know, the two of us didn't make it. We put our money behind somebody else, and that somebody else runs a major corporation, and if they don't get it, they're going to hire us to be an executive or whatever the case may be. You know, some of this I'm being hypothetical and pulling out of my ears, but some of this I've done a little research on is actually a lot closer to the point than you would think. Or they might just wait till the end. Let's say you've got, you know, two or three top candidates, and they raise more millions, and they don't make it. But, you know, they might say to the front runner or the second front runner, they say, hey, look, I'm gonna put my money behind you. But if you get in, I want to be Secretary of State. So if you wait longer, you got more money, you get to have a little bit bigger position. You can look at this. You can look at the last bunch of campaigns for president and look who got hired on their cabinet or on their staff. Some of them, many of them, ran for president or ran for another higher office. That's not the question for today. That's not the question or the answer for today. So that right up front is why I think so many people are running for president, because some of these has-beens that are running for president right now, or for 2024, that is, some of them, you look and you go, you don't have a chance, dude. Dudette, whoever. Why are you running? Well, it's because they think that not only money that they could raise, and believe it or not, even some of these has-beens that don't have a lot of bona fides and don't have a lot of good qualities and don't have a lot, some of them can still raise some money. I mean, let me tell you something. Like Lindsey Graham, you might look at Lindsey Graham, and not that he's running for president. That's not what I'm talking about. But you might go, how in the world does he keep getting elected? Well, because he's been there forever. He's got a lot of connections. He's a really good speaker. And as a result, he can raise money. And while nationally he might not get a liking, on a state level, he can use enough of his resources to get reelected. It's the same with these presidential candidates. Many of them, some of them aren't even well-liked. Some of them, oh, that's a rhino. Chris Christie, for example, you know, who's running, who's on the list, which, by the way, you should see his little picture that's on this list. He looks all young and all skinny and stuff like that. And you go, holy cow, how can he run? You know, he doesn't have anybody. You know, he doesn't, you know, he can't, you know, nobody likes him. He's a rhino. Look what he did. Blah, blah, blah. You know, he still has connections. He was a governor. He still has resources. He still has political connections. I know I said that twice, but two different meanings, actually. One, connections, business and money. The other one, just personal contacts. Like, people that are his friends might not be Donald Trump's friends or might not be Robert F. Kennedy's friends. And they know that, hey, you've got $10 million, you didn't make it into the runoff. I'd like your support. I'll make you a chief of staff. I'll put you on Department of Housing. I'll put you on, you know, whatever position the case may be. That's why, that's my number one guess as to why, hypothetical guess, because it's backed up, I did do some research, why so many people are running for president, because they're looking for their next position up. Democrat side, you've got, of course, Biden. You've got somebody by the name of Williamson. And you've got Kennedy. Kennedy, of course, in my mind, is going to be the one that is the thorn in this side on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, of course, you got Donald Trump. You got Nikki Haley, who was one of the first ones out of the gate. You know, of course, I know Trump was early, but I mean, you got Nikki Haley, who's one of, I'm talking about the people that are running right now. She's one of the first ones out of the gate in this group right now. Of course, she's got a lot of charm. She's got different qualities, different characteristics that give her a unique set of fundraising tools. I mean, let's face it. She's been a Republican governor. She's a female. She's attractive. No, I'm not saying that those two things make her have qualifications, but they do give her a different set of qualifications from, say, Chris Christie, who is, you know, people see as a rhino. And a lot of people see Nikki Haley as a rhino too. But she has a different set of skills and characteristics that are going to help her reach other people. Not just because she's a woman. That's not what I'm saying. But no different than, say, Ramaswamy. I mean, look, that guy is another different look, different skill set. It's just different. Not because he's a man, she was a woman, she's a, you know, Haley's a woman. They're just different. Different skill sets give them different fundraising abilities, give them different contacts and connections, and different abilities when they pick up the phone. I might as well just say it. When you're a man or a woman, you have a different set of skills. It's okay. You don't have to be some whatever different pronoun and everybody be the same. We are all uniquely different because our Creator made us that way, and that's one of the things that we lose if we all, back to the beginning of the show, when we're all, you know, say, oh, I deserve human rights, these rights, government grant us our rights. The minute you do that, you lose your uniqueness. You lose your, everybody loses their freedom. Use your uniqueness to your benefit in a positive way. Use your uniqueness in a way that helps you and helps others, doing it properly. Anyway, so Ramaswamy, there's a lot of people who like him. After the break, I got a whole list of people. We're going to talk about some of this, some more of this here on my show, William Wallace for America.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love my pillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Two former state troopers are potentially cleared of wrongdoing in the 2019 roadside death of Ronald Green after a judge tosses obstruction of justice charges against them. Judge Thomas Rogers says Dakota DeMoss didn't when he was heard saying details would be, quote, buried in the report. And John Peters didn't when he turned off his body cam microphone. Baton Rouge defense lawyer Franz Borghardt says that last one surprised him.
I believe if you actively turn off a device that collects evidence with the intent of not collecting evidence, that to me is the textbook example of obstruction of justice.
Union Parish District Attorney John Belton can appeal the judge's ruling. The first cases of West Nile have turned up in Louisiana. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says it only takes one bite, so you need to take care.
West Nile virus, most people don't get symptomatic with it, but a small percentage will get West neuroinvasive disease, which can be fatal, can have severe complications.
Seven Louisianans died from West Nile in 2022. This is news from LRN.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 22nd and 23rd at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it. All right. right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO today. So Vivek Ramaswamy is a multimillionaire and author, describes himself as anti-woke and has made a name for himself in right-wing circles by opposing corporate efforts to advance political, social, and environmental causes. He has not held elected office before and, while known to a segment of conservatives, does not have the name recognition of most other candidates who have entered or are likely to enter the race. So he still has a unique skill set because he's going to attract people that can attach to his story much the same way as I was talking about before the break with Nikki Haley. Use your uniqueness. It's very, very simple. After Vivek is Asa Hutchinson, a two-term governor of Arkansas who left that job in January, is one of a relatively small number of Republicans who have been openly critical of former President Donald J. Trump. He has denounced Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and said he should drop out of the presidential race. Mr. Hutchinson has brought broad experience in the federal government, having served in the White House and led the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Department of Homeland Security's Border and Transportation Security Directorate. My point, and I was getting ahead of myself, is you see, that's why these people run. Maybe if they haven't run before or they have run before, they are, I don't want to say guaranteed, but you finish strong in the presidential race, and you got some money, and you throw it behind the winner, or you put it down on black or put it down on red. You know, you roll those dice, and you got it on the right person. You're going to get an appointment somewhere down the road. It might be way down there where nobody notices it. It might be a little bit higher, Hillary Clinton. That gets, you know, where some people just, they just have more pull, if you will. We've already talked about Donald Trump. You already know he's in the race. Not going to go over his. Larry Elder, who is a conservative talk show host, who ran for governor in California unsuccessfully, that is, has been a prominent conservative talk show host for many years. In that role, he has advocated some far-right positions, including eliminating the minimum wage. Why is that a right thing? Why is eliminating the minimum wage, I'm not defending Larry Elder, I'm just in general, why is eliminating the minimum wage a right-wing agent thing? It because you're guaranteeing money, you know, to people who work. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Of course, when you talk to people, when you talk to the money people, there's opinions on both sides. But why is it a bad thing? If we in America has so many great opportunities and a system set up to where you don't need a minimum wage. I know, I hear it already. Oh, you need a minimum wage because people are going to be treated unfairly. Well, no, they're not. Just don't take the job. Like, honestly, don't take the job. Somebody's offering you $1 an hour. Well, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to go to the guy that's offering me 10. Because in a free market society, capitalism will work this out. When you're dictating rules and regulations to businesses and governments doing all that, it messes things up. That's part of a longer conversation later. Some people on the face of value, what I just now said, are going to argue with me either way, but the reality is, anyway, so he's against, during his recall campaign, he focused heavily on crime. That was Larry Elder. Tim Scott, let me tell you something. Tim Scott, I will compliment him on something. He is a great speaker. Very funny. Very common sense. Just speaks a lot of common sense in a very enthusiastic way. He's the first black Republican from the South. Why should that make a difference? I mean, really seriously. I mean, you don't have to say it. Just let it be obvious. But why is it even a factor? Okay? That's because so many groups, as I said before, have tried to get their human rights through government and through the narratives and ideologies of the media that now everybody gets labeled. If we just respected each other's freedoms and liberties and put color and labels aside, we would have more people focusing on the content of their character than the color of their skin. And that was on purpose. So he's a party's most prominent voices in the matters of race. He does talk about it. He has often navigated a political tightrope supporting some police reforms, for example, while arguing that Democrats are wrong about the persistence of structural racism in the United States. He was raised by a single mother and was a failing student before meeting Chick-fil-A owner who mentored him and, he says, taught him conservative values. Great story. Ron DeSantis, we all know who he is. I don't have to tell you about Ron DeSantis. Mike Pence is also running for president of the United States. Mike Pence, of course, former governor of Indiana, went from doggedly loyal vice president to Donald Trump to the target of Trump's supporters' violent rage on January 6th, of course, we all know about that, where so many people are not getting their due process. I'll leave that one at that. Again, look, I will say this. Our law enforcement, our police officers, our military, they all need to be supported. Even FBI, there's so much to support about them, and there's a lot to criticize. So I'm walking a tightrope here. I get that. But the reality is this, that there are bad police officers, but there's more good police officers. I've heard stories very recently about some of the bad ones. The reality is we, the people getting more involved in our system, calling attention to the bad laws, the bad regulations, the bad legislation, calling attention to the bad elected officials, so the bad police, but only pointing them out, not doing blanket statements over all of the FBI or all of the law enforcement agencies, but finding more people to get involved to pinpoint the ones who are not doing their job in a way that is professional and peaceful, and only to find ways to be able to solve the problems. So that being said, as an evangelical Christian, Mike Pence, whose faith drives much of his politics, he has been notably outspoken about his support for a national abortion ban. Even as public backlash to overturning Roe v. Wade has made other Republicans more cautious on the subject. I'm always there to tell you, we got to focus on adoption. Forget about pro-choice, pro-life, I get it. You can be pro-choice, you can be pro-life, but you know what? We can be for finding solutions that save babies. The pro-life crowds, they're screaming at me right now. Any abortion does, it saves all the babies. I get it. Problem is, we've had generations of people taught about or taught about being either pro-life or being pro-choice. And it's divisive. And the more you try to just say we're into abortion, the more backlash you get. And you spend a lot of your energy changing laws, which you did, but now it's all in courts and individual states. I get it. We need to focus a lot of energy because both sides come together on things like adoption and caring for mothers and how about finding ways to help families, help create better environments for families? How about getting rid of a welfare system that doesn't help families? It brings them down. These are all things that hurt the pro-life movement. And if you focus on the things that bring people together that we can all talk about, we could solve systemic problems in our community and our country to be able to not make it a choice that you have to be pro-life or pro-choice or pro-life. We can find ways of bringing people together on solutions that solve problems. And when we get more of us united on those ideas, we can find ways to have law enforcement where there are even less bad people, or national bureaucratic agencies where there's less bad people, where we're calling out things in the swamp, so to speak, or the deep state, that takes freedoms. And it's not going to happen until we find ways to unite on many of these things. By the way, and when we get back, I've got Chris Christie. We already know. Everybody knows about Chris Christie. There's a couple other people we're going to talk about. Doug Burgum is in his second term as governor of North Dakota. He's running for president, where he has signed large tax cuts and near total ban on abortion. Just keep in mind, Bobby Jindal ran his gut when he was governor. He did all kinds of things because he wanted to run for president, and it messed them things up. So you can also be doing things just to make yourself look good, which end up biting you in the rear later. This show today, remember, is brought to you by Golden Guns Traders in Slidell on Gauze Boulevard. Please check them out. Also check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings if you need your metal refinished, resurfaced, powder blasting, powder coating. They're at Harahan, Louisiana on Jefferson Highway. More on why are some people running for president after this break. You can renew. Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much. I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
All my friends are searching.
All right, we are back here on WGSO 990 AM. So Doug Bergman, by the way, is a former software entrepreneur who sold his company to Microsoft for more than $1 billion, making him one of the wealthiest candidates in the presidential race, and he is likely to rely on that money to fund his campaign, given his low name recognition in a crowded field of better-known candidates. You know, I want to bring back up Chris Christie for a minute. You know, he was running for president for the second time after a disappointing campaign in 2016. So back to what I said a while back, like, okay, you're a has-been. That's Chris has-been Christie, by the way, who's ran already and it was a disappointing campaign. So what makes you think that you're going to jump in and do so great this time? What makes you think that? Well, gee, maybe a position, because if he still has money left over from his first campaign, which, by the way, I'm sure they have, wink, wink, campaign expenses that they get to spend that donated money on. And if it rolls over into this presidential campaign, he's got even more money because he needs a job. And if the right president gets elected, they might just hire him. By the way, you know, he's worked with Donald Trump, they said, in the past, briefly leading his presidential transition team in 2016 and helping him with debate preparation. By the way, after Hurricane Sandy, he had condemnation for a scandal surrounding the closing of the lanes onto the George Washington Bridge. You can look that up. You know, when that's the way you're known, I mean, come on. You've lost one president. I won't go on about him. You got it. Francis Suarez has cast himself as a fresh Republican face who can appeal to young people, to urban residents, and as the son of Cuban immigrants, to Hispanic voters. Compared with most of his competitors in the Republican primary, he does not have much experience in elected office. His current role, mayor of Miami, is largely ceremonial in a city where most day-to-day responsibilities are handled by a city manager and a commission. Pretty interesting. Will Hurd is a former CIA officer with expertise in cybersecurity who represented Texas's 23rd congressional district for 6 years. He was known for his bipartisanship and relatively moderate policies in line with his district, one of the most competitive in the country, and for his criticism of Donald J. Trump. Cornell West has taught at Yale, Princeton, and Harvard, and is currently, by the way, he's running for third party, just to let you know, and is currently a professor of philosophy at Union Theological Seminary. He is known for his progressive activism, i.e. wokeness, including his sharp criticism of former President Barack Obama. Oh, wow, the needle just ticked more to the conservative side. Although, I can't say that because I catch myself all the time saying, well, they're conservative. Well, you guess what? I've said it 1,000 times. You don't have to be Republican to be conservative. I've got Democrat friends who are more conservative than some of my Republican friends even think they are. Conservatism is not a party. I'm still upset that the Republican Party has stolen the word conservatism. It's confusing. You make conservatism a bad thing. That's what the narrative of conservatism has done to conservative values. It's made it a bad thing. Conservatism isn't a bad thing. The people on the left go, oh, it is a bad thing. That's those Republicans. All those Republicans are those evil conservatives. They don't even know what conservatism means, and they're going to say that it's evil. The reality is conservatism, back on my list here, is fiscally conservative values. Finding ways to stretch your dollars that you don't overspend. Being able to live on what you earn. Being able to have a good work ethic. Teaching a good work ethic. Valuing things in life is conservative values. Being able to have a strong community, a safe community, that's conservative values. Yes, faith is a conservative value. But notice how the ideologies from the media and those on the far left have said, well, that's those evil Christian conservatives that are trying to take away all your rights. No. Conservative values, faith, family, raising your children right. These are all conservative values. So stop allowing people to get away with, I'm a conservative, because most of the time, not most of the time, but a big part of the time, many of the same people that say they have conservative, they're conservative, I'm a conservative, they really aren't conservative. They just say because it's cool. It makes you go, makes you think like, oh, that's a really good thing to be. Like, you're really on the right side of the fence because you're conservative. No, you can be on the left side of the fence and be more conservative. And the reason I'm stressing that on today's show is because many of these candidates are not running on really improving freedom and liberty in America. They're running on, many of them, not all of them, but some of them, are running on the narratives like conservatism, or they hang their hat on their own narrative or their own thing that makes they makes their uniqueness, which, as I said earlier, can be a good thing if it's a good quality, their uniqueness if it's a good quality. But, you know, Chris has been Christie, so his things aren't really great qualities. But he'll say he'll espouse conservative values. So these guys that are running for president, when I asked the question early in the show, why are so many people running for president? There might be a lot of reasons. They might have, many of them may have a lot of personal reasons for doing it. My opinion is that many of them see this as their next step up. Not president, but how much money they can raise, how much, again, how much of the electorate they can pool together. Well, this person's pooling 5%. Well, you know, a top presidential pick might look at, you know, the polls of who those bottom three, four, five, six people are polling with. You know, Nikki Haley might be polling strong with women. Vivek, he might be polling strong with people from India. They might be 5%. They might, well, a top presidential contender might want to bring on a group of these people that are running for president that don't make it out of the primaries. And in reverse, they gather them up to get those polls, to get those people that are their voting block, rather, on their side and their money. In return, the smaller candidate gets a position. And that is my reason, my answer, why I think so many people are running for president. Check me out on my podcast. Check out Golden Guns Traders. Check out Top Piazza's Top Gun Coatings. Check out my show. Go to williamwallace.net. Find my merchandise. Check me out, and I will talk to you soon.
My life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love my pillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
July 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
July 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.